Welcome to Nanup in southwest West Australia. I'm here looking for the alleged Nanup tiger. Stripes in the forest. Just discover the mystery of the Nanup tiger. They've even got the app. Download the app today and follow the map to all the locations, then scan the QR codes to find out surprising facts on their alleged thylacine Tasmanian tiger. There we go. In here, Tiger Valley Gallery and Giftware. My name is Michael Moss. Live in Perth, have for the last 6.5 years. First time down here actually. I'm a bit of a cynic when it comes to Tasmanian tigers in West Australia. Genetically they were stronger on the east coast. Mind you, that doesn't mean, you know, my introduction theory was right. But, you know, that they were introduced in down in South Gippsland, Wilson's Prom. About 110 years between 1910 and 1915, where a lot of the animals were going free range introduction into Wilson's Prom, at least 22 native species. And they were doing that because they were preserving native species under the threat of extinction, the committee of management that ran the place. And that included Melbourne Zoo, Field Naturalist Club, Australian Natives Association, the Piscatorial Council. They introduced fish in the streams as well. They introduced, as I said, various native species. They considered introducing the Tasmanian devil in 1912. I've tracked the ledge sightings in that catchment back to that 1910-15 period. You know, they introduced tiger quolls. Most of the animals went in between 1910 and 1915. But the last one went in about early 40s, 1941. And then the committee, basically, that was the end of the introduction. I went back to the national park sort of thing. And, I haven't bought any trail cameras. So what I've done is I'm going to be spending 4 days down here with a ghost runner. It's sort of a recce ghost runner game caller. I'm going to be getting out and about. Yeah, I'm right on the edge of the township, about a kilometre from it. This is the sign here. It's a good idea putting this at the front of the town. They got little Tassie tigers, a few of them in the town. So that's my video. I mean, just see it here, sort of thing. So alleged sightings here go back many decades, and most of them are on the coastal side. I'm staying at Dunsborough. By the way, if you're down here, I recommend you stay at Dunsborough. It's right on the beach. Airbnb, it's absolutely beautiful. And most of the alleged sightings are on the coastal side, Busselton, heading towards Margaret River, and of course right up here to Nanup. And I noticed driving up here today a few things. First of all, there's been a lot of ecological burns, a lot of broken farm country as well, which is good. A bit similar to South Gippsland. And so it's going to be very interesting what I come up with. Just some news on environmental DNA. Local uni late last year here. They managed to get environmental DNA off spider webs, and they trialled it at the zoo and in the Perth Hills, and they found exotic species, obviously traces of air DNA. Exotic species near the zoo and up in the hills, native species and fox or whatever. So so that's interesting. Also, I contacted EnviroDNA recently because up in Indonesia, to the north of Australia, a few years back, there was an alleged sighting of an extinct tiger, Javan tiger. And anyway, recently they've had a look. There was a hare found at the time. There's about four people claim to have seen it. And there was a hare found on a fence. And they've recently looked at that hare in the conservation department in Indonesia. And it's, well, they believe it's matched with the Javan tiger. So there's a bit of conjecture about it. So I've sort of tipped off, it's only made the news a month ago, so I've tipped off EnviroDNA to create a probe. Like they did for me for the Tasmanian tiger, that is just to supply them, you know, for them to get a hair of the, you know, this museum specimens. So up there in Indonesia, it's very rugged, you know, rainforest, it's a thick country. So what they can do is they can just go to a stream, you know, take water samples if they can extract DNA and create the probe. And then what they can do, the end result is they can take even soil samples, but also, more importantly, it's a real-time measure of water samples. It'd be a lot easier for the Indonesians to find it. So they're looking into it, EnviroDNA. So, I mean, yeah, I am a bit of a cynic when it comes to West Australian thylacines. The quality of the alleged sightings, I've taken out freedom information requests over the years. And, yeah, I mean, it reminds me of Tasmania when I took the FOI requests out there. The quality is pretty average. Nothing compared to Victoria and the East Coast, especially Victoria and South Australia. But, you know, I mean, I did 18 months ago, and I haven't been looking over here in West Australia, but about 18 months ago, I put a letter into the newspaper here. It was a weekly newspaper, and I just wanted my phone number, any sightings, and I really couldn't get anything. So, goes to show you. But anyway, yeah, I'll have a look and over the next 4 days, and we'll see how we go.